It's time for A Minute with Mike. With Mike Arturi, the drummer of Love & Spoonful and founder of Universal Music Center.
Today, I would like to talk with you about famous people. I've met a lot of famous people in my life, and I've worked with a lot of famous people, some of them legends. And they're very, very interesting and a diverse group, if I can say the least. Some are really egotistical. Some are the most friendly people and most down-to-earth people you'll ever want to meet. Some are scattered. Some are very serious and focused. They come from all angles and all walks of life. So they're really interesting people. But something that I observed in all of them is you have to kind of look at why they're famous. What did they do to become famous? How did they succeed? And all of them, first and foremost, have a passion for what it is that they're famous for. And if you start finding that and start talking to them about that passion, you'll be shocked and, you know, maybe pleasantly pleased to see how much they know about that subject and how deep they go. They all have something great that they could do. Very few of them. In fact, I can't think of any that are famous for no reason. Another thing you have to think about famous people is that they're smart business people. They know how to show up on time. They know how to do what they're there to do. They can switch gears at the drop of a pin. And it's pretty interesting to see this perception of tantrum-throwing star. I suppose they're out there, and I've seen a few of them, and I even worked with a few of them. But not many of them stay mad or throw that tantrum for very long. Lots of times it's a way to get attention. Lots of times they have a lot of pressure. Everyone wants a piece of them. Everybody wants to talk to them. Everybody's got a question to ask. Everybody has something they want to sell them. A lot of pressure, you know, and these are human beings that maybe didn't get a lot of sleep the night before because they're touring or they were traveling all night or, you know, for many different reasons. So they're people as well. That's kind of what I have to say about famous people. Not a real big important point to make here. But remember, if you ever do meet your heroes, sometimes they say, don't ever meet your heroes. If you ever do, and they kind of disappoint you, give them a break because you don't know what they've been through the day before. And you don't know if the questions you're asking them or the things you're saying to them that you think are really funny, they may have heard that a million times in their life. Yours might be the million and one that kind of broke the camel's back there. They didn't want to hear it. So thank you very much, and we will see you next time.